أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O mankind, worship your Lord who has created you and who created those before you, so that you may ward off evil, prevent sin. Sadaqallahul Azeem. The previous all of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the deen, Allah Ta'ala told us the categories of people related to deen. Allah Ta'ala went into detail with the signs of those categories of people. Those who don't believe, who have no faith, those who have faith, iman, and the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. These three categories of people, Allah Ta'ala in detail from the beginning of the Qur'an, right at the beginning of the Qur'an, Allah has clearly explained their signs and qualities. That those who have no iman are those who don't believe at all. Those who have iman are those who accept and believe, and the munafiqeen are in between. They believe and they don't believe. The example of this, Allah Ta'ala in various ways has mentioned that people who run after gain, people who look at benefit and gain, they'll be there. If they see gain, benefit in Islam, they'll embrace it. And where they see no benefit and gain, then they go to the other side. And they'll mingle with the others. And because they are hovering in the realm of nifaq, hypocrisy, they're not here, they're not there. And their punishment is severe for the munafiqeen. Munafiqeen, hypocrites, the munafiqs, nifaq is not a madhab, it's not a deen, it's not a religion. Rather, it's something that's emanated, come from iman, that insan, he falls prey to shaitan and nafs-based desires, and he spoils and contaminates the deen and follows his desires. He himself doesn't know what he's doing, what should he do? Just looking, seeking for ease, simplicity, so that he can fulfill his passions and base desires. He will mingle with the people of the dunya, totally, 100% mingled, linked. And then when he comes to consciousness, he'll say, oh, what's happening? And goes back towards the deen. Very dangerous state, nifaq. Subhanallah. And look at the style of the Qur'an, how it teaches us that this verse I've just recited, Allah Ta'ala is addressing. Allah is not here addressing the people without faith, iman. Nor is Allah Ta'ala directly addressing the people of iman, the mu'mins. Nor is Allah addressing directly the munafiqeen. Rather, Allah is saying, O people, O mankind. Now here, everyone is included. Those who don't have faith, those who believe, and the munafiqeen, all are included. All are being addressed. And in tafsir, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and other commentators have written that when Allah Ta'ala says, when Allah addresses, O people, O mankind, who are these people? This is not restricted to any day or age or time period. Rather, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Qiyamah, all of the people are being addressed by the Qur'an. So what we learn here is that all three categories will continue until Qiyamah. The people who have no iman, disbelievers, the people who have belief, iman, mu'mins, and the munafiqeen. So that's why the Qur'an is addressing. And the Qur'an is such a kitab, will continue till Qiyamah. If it will continue till Qiyamah, then obviously Allah is addressing all three categories of people. And if those three groups will not end, rather munafiqeen will continue till Qiyamah, the people of iman, mu'mins will continue, and the disbelievers will continue. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. So Allah is addressing all three, all categories, all people. And what Allah Ta'ala is saying further, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي. SubhanAllah. O people, O mankind, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا Worship, worship. Do ibadah. Worship now. Allah Ta'ala, to all three categories, groups of people, Allah is saying, do ibadah. That observe worship, come into submission, servanthood of Allah. If you have understood from these verses that you have recognized your condition, your state of affairs, then it's between the servant and his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs he has given in the Quran, it is impossible, it cannot be that a person cannot save himself from those signs, the negative signs, that he cannot see his deficiencies from the description of the Quran. The Quran is clearly explaining, Allah is explaining clearly those who have no iman. So somebody who has no iman can see that he has got no belief. The person who has iman can see that he's got belief, faith. And the munafiq realizes and sees that I am a munafiq. All the signs are mentioned in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala's kalam, Allah's words. How can a person not understand when the Quran is telling us? So here, the people are then split into two. You can say, one are those who, alhamdulillah, for example, a person stands in front of a mirror, and after standing in front of a mirror, he sees his deficiencies. Oh, my mama's not straight, or something's not looking right. He looks at it in the mirror and he rectifies it, corrects it. See, something's not correct, he rectifies it. In the same way, the mirror, the Quran, if you stand and analyze yourself in front of the mirror of the Quran, the verses of the Quran, the signs, they come out. So when he sees that all these deficiencies are within me, then immediately, alhamdulillah, one group of people is that they immediately accept, say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive us. I have got no belief, Allah, I need iman. Same way the person of iman and the same, the munafiq. That's one grouping, who recognize their deficiency, lacking, and they accept. The other group of people, a cross section of the three types of people, they'll be stubborn. No, there's nothing wrong here. No issue here. They don't even accept. Those who accept, many people you'll have seen, many people are like this, who they start reading the Quran, maybe they were disbelievers, then they recognize that we are on the wrong path. Various Hindus become Muslim. I've seen very many Christians become Muslim. Many people from different faiths have come to somewhere. How? We read the Quran. We said, this is truth. This is honesty. We have accepted this. They say they accept the message. There's an event about a woman. She was a disbeliever. Had no iman, no faith. She said, let me see, what is this book? What is this kitab regards to the Quran? And she picked up the kitab, the Quran Hakim, and it was in Arabic. And she started to read the translation. She said, ooh. And she was telling her story. This is not justice, I thought. How can this be that I read the translation? Maybe in the translation it's not representing the verse correctly. It's better that I read the Quran in this language, a correct language, so I know what the haq is, so it comes in front of me in its pure form. She was a strong Christian, staunch Christian. So she went 2 years to a Middle Eastern Arab country. She went and she learned Arabic. And she learned the Arabic, the classical Arabic, the Quranic Arabic. Then she took the Quran in her hand and started to read. Subhanallah. And that Quran, immediately she shouted, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. She said, is a foolish madman after reading the Quran, he doesn't believe? Is he mad that and he denies Allah is present, that Allah is our Lord, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ is the final prophet? How can it be that somebody rejects this? She said, the Quran is telling us this. And she became Muslim, and she's living today. So this is like a mirror. Honesty, truth. If the Quran is telling us, we're reading the verse and it's telling us we're munafiqs, don't we understand that we're munafiqs? There's no need to ask somebody else. But one group of people, generally speaking, the various Muslims who are disbelievers, they have become Muslim. And today's Muslim, it doesn't become Muslim. He's staunch, stubborn. That's the problem. That's the problem today, is that the Muslim has difficulty. He doesn't want to accept his downfall, mistakes, his defects. He says, no. And they make faces, sulking. He's telling us, why are you being told? It's the Quran that's speaking. You're reading the Quran. The Quran is in front of you. Why should somebody pull your leg and pester you? It's the Quran that's telling you the reality. Why don't we accept? Because we don't want to accept the other grouping of people. Those, for example, if somebody has no faith, he'll come, he'll bring iman. And the person who has iman already is weak. He will strengthen his iman. And the munafiq will say, yes, I have got this deficiency with me. Today I was speaking to a person. He said, yes, you are totally right. That nifaq is inside me, hypocrisy. He said, I accept. How can I reject? He said, how can I reject and refuse that these deficiencies are not within me or present within me? So that's one group of people. That they accept, and the other group say, oh, can this be? Everyone become kafir now? Has everyone become munafiq? Has everyone, is all dunya munafiq? And we are here. Is this just the deen? Never will they accept. Never. They'll be stubborn, standing firm, waste of time talk. And this is Allah's ihsan, Allah's favor, that Allah Ta'ala is making us hear the Quran, allowing us to hear the Quran. And the person who doesn't accept, what is he? Stubborn. Is this just us left? And you are criticizing the ulama, the respectable scholars. This is dishonoring them. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Have you not seen the hashar today, corona? What's happening? Mutakabbirin, proud people. Submit. The Quran is telling us. This is Kitab Allah, Kalam Allah. This is telling us. So, for example, the Sahaba Ikram, they said that when you read the Quran, imagine that Allah is speaking to you, addressing you, the munafiq, Allah is saying, if you've got these deficiencies, then the kafir is telling that person who doesn't have belief, a munafiq, hypocrite, this is your position. So the first thing, when Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu, Allah is addressing those who have no iman, kafir, the mu'mineen, and the munafiqeen. Listen to the Quran.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا
Allah says, oh people, Muslims included, kafir, people of iman, mu'mins and the munafiq, all three sectors Allah is addressing everyone, do ibadah, servitude, worship, accept these verses that I have sent to you. If you are being told you are kafir, you are wrong, accept iman. Coming to iman. If you have iman, then accept that you are a munafiq. And if you are a munafiq, then already accept that and worship me. Turn to me. Allah says, get rid of your stubbornness. Get rid of your stubbornness. Don't be stubborn. Rather be grateful that Allah Ta'ala is telling you your defects. So do tawbah. Repent. Now, if a person without iman is being told worship, the mu'min is being told worship, munafiq is being told worship, all three, this verse has been real for everybody. So the kafir, what will be his ibadah? His ibadah, the disbeliever, he should start to believe. Say subhanallah, that will be his ibadah. Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu. If he does not have belief, he says, okay, fine. What does his worship become? Immediately he recites the kalima shahada. That becomes his worship. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. The person who has iman already, what's his ibadah? He's being told, worship your Lord. So the mu'min, his ibadah, his worship will be, he's already got iman, faith, he's alright. But are you steadfast on your belief? Are you firm-footed on your belief? Are you steadfast? Are you doing the right after iman? The benefit of iman will be for that person who with strength he establishes this deen. Not that he'll be here and there, up and down, and doubting. The biggest thing after having iman is what? Istiqamat, steadfastness. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
yaksaru an yaqulu ya muqallibul qulubi sabbit qalbi ila dinika.
Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and regularly that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite this dua. This was his habit. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, you have given us the path of your deen. We have come onto the path of iman. You have taken us away from kufr. But Allah, please let me stick to this and adhere to this and give me steadfast. If I pray salah, then I should always be praying salah. I should be regular, steadfast in jama'ah. If Ramadan comes, then I should be fasting during Ramadan. The deen you have given, I should stay steadfast and remain steadfast on that deen. Nafs desires, sometimes I leave salah, sometimes I pray, sometimes I pray in congregation, sometimes I don't pray in congregation, sometimes if I get the passion and I'm strong, I'm faithful and strong religiously, sometimes I step back and I go away from the deen. Here's the difference. I told you in the beginning, the munafiq and the sinful person, there's a difference. The sinful and a person of iman. We're talking about those two. That person, he has got yaqeen, I need to pray, and he's doubting, he doesn't reject the sins, he knows he's sinning, but the munafiq, he rejects, he's stubborn. He says, no, no, this is not necessary. Why should we have to do this? Why is it necessary to do this today? Why is it necessary to observe parda? Why do we have to go in front of them? They're not strange. Where is it written that we can't go outside and work in the office? They say, for us, we also are Muslim. You know, why do we have to do this? The women folk, what's happened to them? These are the munafiqs. But the sinful person, he'll accept that I am sinning. Allah, forgive me. I'm wrong. I'll try. My Mawla, my Lord. And he's always afraid and fears Allah. So there's a difference between munafiqs, hypocrites, and sinful people. So after iman, if a person's sinful, so if a person's got iman alongside that, on top of that, that what's his ibadah? Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu. The disbeliever's ibadah worship is he comes in to believe. That's his worship. The person who has iman already, he should become steadfast. Istiqama. He should become firm in his ibadah. Don't be up and down, left and right, dodging, etc., evading. And then the munafiq, what's his ibadah? His ibadah, the hypocrite's ibadah. Allah says, your ibadah, your worship is this. If you shun hypocrisy, that's your ibadah. That will become your worship. So you leave your hypocrisy and become a true mu'min, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. So each category have their separate worship. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu. Allah says, oh, you three groupings, change yourself, improve yourself. These are the signs that I've given to you. Come back to the right. So first thing, my brothers, alhamdulillah, we're not people without faith, without belief. We have iman. May Allah Ta'ala not allow us to be in the groups of the munafiqs. No problem. No problems. Up and down, nafs, if nafaq has signs of coming to us, or there's no steadfast in our lives, we're not firm on the deen, the Quran's links, then leave that wrong path. This will become your ibadah, just like the Quran's saying, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu, worship your Lord. So if you leave the wrong, this will be number one, the start point, and this will be ibadah number one. Change first and foremost. Change. Worship. Come back to the right. Then Allah Ta'ala further says, Allah, Ya ayyuhan nasu budu, Rabbakumul ladhi. Allah hasn't said here, do ibadah of your Allah. Allahu Akbar. What is Allah Ta'ala saying here? Do ibadah whose? Allah hasn't mentioned the name Allah here. Allah says, worship your Lord, your Rabb, who sustains you. He said Allah, your Lord, your sustainer, the one who is bringing you up, looking after you. And Allah has mentioned two qualities. Ya ayyuhan nasu budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Subhanallah, who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says, if I've created you, and it's me who's created you, where did you come from? Did you just drop from the sky? Yeah, can a person who doesn't have belief reject that I wasn't born or created? Nobody can. Everyone's created. It's clear where a person's born from. He's being born. He goes to the hospital. Then where does the child get born from? Doesn't come out from the ground. Yes, it doesn't fall from the branch of a tree. It's not a fruit, is it? A human being. Obviously, there's a system. The whole world, mankind, is coming into the world via one process. The same. Just like apple falls from the tree. So if Allah Ta'ala says, all around the world you go, apples fall from the tree. Wherever a child is born into the world, Allah says, خَلَقَكُمْ. When Allah creates, Allah says, I've created you. Then the child will be born from the womb. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Everyone say, if you understand what I'm saying. So the first point, Allah Ta'ala has then said, one thing Allah is saying. Allah says that Ya ayyuhan nasu budu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum. Yes, worship your Lord who has created you. Subhanallah. This is the quality Allah says, Rabbakum. That I am your Lord who sustains you, creates you, nurtures you. I haven't created you in the jungle, not on the tree, etc. Subhanallah, your takhliq creation is so unique. Look how you get born. Where do you come from? Allah says, you are born into the world. I created you. Rabbakumul ladhi. So not only are you born into this world created, but then I prepare all of the systems to sustain you, to bring you up. I gave you wind and sun and water, fruits and food stuffs. And the most important thing is that soon, when you did not have consciousness, I gave you a mother. Allah made your mother. Allah made our mothers. If Allah didn't create our mothers, then like animals, children be born and they'll be thrown here and there. But Allah Ta'ala created the hub, mamta, motherhood. Allah Ta'ala created the love in the bosom of the mother. That in reality, it's not the mother bringing up the child. Allah says, Rabbakumul ladhi. It's me, your Lord, who's bringing you up. Allah says, it's me. Within a minute, I could take the love out of the bosom of the mother and she'll pick you up and throw you to the river. Oh, he's pestering me. Get away from him. He keeps going, tan, tan, tan. Keeps on spreading his dirt. Why should I wash his dirt? Why should I clean his urine? But she doesn't say that. Allah says, Rabbakumul ladhi. It's Allah, your Lord, who brings you up, sustains you. The tree is not giving you the fruit. Allah is giving you the fruit. The fish in the sea, it's not you who's catching it. Allah Ta'ala is allowing you to catch it. The honey, you're not manufacturing this. Allah creates the honey through the bee. So Allah says, رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي I have created for you everything in the world. Not just that you have been created and you're born into the world. Alongside this, Allah says, I've made all the systems in the world to give you and provide to you because you have come to the world for a special objective function. You're not like you're born and just eat and drink and you're thrown to the side. Animals born, eat and die. Or trees grow, then they shrivel and die. Or birds, they are born and they die, etc. No, Allah says, you have an objective, oh man. Because your objective, maqsad, is supreme, high level. That's why you were created. If I was to create you for no real purpose, Allah says, I've given you a purpose, a mission, an objective, foolish people. You haven't come to eat and drink in the world. I've created you for an objective. Realize what that is. Learning. That I've given you all of these arrangements in the world and all of the animals and creation are serving you. There's an objective behind this. What's the objective? That no one can do this in the world, in the universe. Allah says, I've given you that capacity that was ma'rifah of Allah that you can recognize me and come near to me. Allah Akbar, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The whole universe. Amongst all of the creation, the angels, Allah says, put them to the side. It's only insan, the human being, who has the highest level and he attains the highest rank with regards to Allah's marif, Allah's nearness, Allah's knowledge. How high does that person go? Allah has mentioned that the person will come to teach you the deen. He will explain to you that how high can your status go, how clear and how close you can get to Allah. In one night in Miraj, Allah Ta'ala took the Holy Prophet and took him from one place to the next and allowed him to travel across the heavens up to Sidratul Muntaha. And Jibreel said, I can't go beyond this. And Allah Ta'ala beckoned and invited his Nabi and stood him in front of himself and said, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Subhanallah. Ya ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That the Holy Prophet is rahmah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. So here, in the servant, look how high you can go in status. You will meet your Lord. Subhanallah, Allah has given great praise. The birds will be left behind. The animals, angels, they will step back. And the servant, the creation of Allah, this is how your much ma'rifah you have. Closest to Allah, and irfan Allah has given the knowledge of Allah, the nearness to Allah. O foolish people, and after having such a great maqam, your hal is that one person become a disbeliever, one's become a person with iman, and one's got a munafiq, and no one's steadfast, and we're like donkeys. Iman is present, and we don't have istiqamah, steadfastness. Allah says, is this your situation? Is this good? What a beautiful point Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. So creation, such a great creation. Allah says that your objective is ma'rifah of Allah. Subhanallah. That nobody has this status. Allah says, submit yourself, lower your head. You can then get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness and Allah's remembrance and closeness. But inside you, Allah Ta'ala says, unfortunately, Allah says that I have put signs and given you capacity and energy. Allah has given us ma'rifah, his nearness. We think, oh, it's just inside, there's a stomach, etc. Allah Ta'ala has put the treasures of ma'rifah within us, within our bodies, which is called maraqabah. What is maraqabah? Maraqabah, subhanallah. So much power the human being attains, Allah has given, that even if you are serious and you focus and pay attention to me, and you disconnect from everything else around you, close your eyes, you focus, which is your Kaaba, the heart. The heart is the Kaaba of the human being. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has put into the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala has put into the heart of the believer. That Allah Ta'ala has put his magnificence, his majesty into that can be seen when we look at the Kaaba. Subhanallah, nobody is prostrating to the stone or the building. We become idol worshippers, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says, that the tajalliyat-e Rabbani, subhanallah. That's what we are looking at. The magnificence of Allah, the splendor, the brilliance, Allah's luster. That's what we're worshipping Allah. Allah's put that into our hearts. The kafir, the disbeliever, is rejected and he has reduced his capacity to nil of his heart. And the munafiq has gone into hypocrisy. He's left Allah's deen, left the sharia. He's run after the dunya. This and this and that and this and that is acceptable. If I do this, then we're in the dunya. And those wretched people, munafiqs, they've come to that position and they have crushed their capacity and ability. Look, Allah's marifah. Wahid, the person who attained Allah's marifah, nearness, closeness, magnificence, that moment with sharia and sunnah, who stands with steadfastness, if he bows his head to his heart, subhanallah. then more than a few Kaabas put together, his iman strengthens and goes high, increases to the intensity, his maqam rank becomes such, he has no need to go to the Kaaba. Rather the Kaaba comes to him. Is in this case, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullah alayhi, the munafiqeen don't accept this, the hypocrites, no. That he had a desire to, in Sarhand al-Sharif, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullah, what was it? He couldn't go. He said, Allah, I could not travel to your home. If only I could see the Kaaba. Allah said, my beloved Mujaddad, why do you worry? Here comes the Kaaba to you. And it won't just come. Rather, to Sarhand, all of its qualities will be absorbed. Subhanallah. This is Sarhand Sharif, that beautiful, honorable land. This is the desire and the request of the Kamil Sheikh, whose life was based on Sunnah and Sharia. He was steadfast. Allah gave him this maqam, this status. Allah said, Allahu Akbar, Alladhi khalaqakum, that I created you for this marifa, for my nearness. So one group went towards kufr, disbelief. One went to their desires. One became munafiqs. Oh, it's too hard. We have to live in the world. In this generation, we need world as well, material things as well, luxury as well. This woman left her home. This man goes there and there. Allah says, you've gone towards hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us. Do you understand what I'm saying or you don't understand what I'm saying? So let's see further what the Quran says. وَالْرَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allah is greatest. Look, Allah is saying, Allah is giving hukam, order, worship your Lord, and Allah is culminating this verse with what? تَتَّقُون. Start with worship, and with, in between we've had this description, explanation, and the end Allah says تَتَّقُون. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. That when you worship me and stand and you observe my worship, remember the order I'm giving to you to do ibadah. If you do that, that will become your worship. Without that, you cannot do ibadah. What's that? Tattaqoon. The ibadah that you've been given, the description, that is devoid of sins, where you ward off evil, prevent evil, caution, where that worship where there's no sin, not that you're praying salah and you're swearing. You're praying salah and you're going outside and consuming people's wealth. If you're implementing Hajj and you're cutting your beards, on top of that, sins, tell me. They say, no, this is not ibadah, Allah Ta'ala says. No. This is not ibadah. Ibadah I've given you to for this reason. Ibadah, in my description, Allah says, definition is in which there is no sin included. For example, when Ramadan comes, we think Ramadan, everything, we become solid Muslims. No, Ramadan is also that Ramadan in which there's taqwa, no sins, prevention. No, I pray salah, he's pious. Brother, this is not it. This is not the be all end all. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I gave you ibadah for this reason, worship me. That ibadah will be classified as ibadah. That prostration will be accepted as prostration. Your ruku, bowing, will be accepted as bowing. Your hajj, your tawaf will be accepted, in which there is no sin, contamination. So when you do my ibadah, be careful that you should be warding off sin, preventing sin, leaving sin. If you leave sin and do my ibadah, then that is ibadah. If you sin and worship me, then that is not ibadah. What does this mean? Allah says, I want such a worship in which there is no sin in parallel. Allah Ta'ala says, that's what I want. How will we attain this ibadah in which there is no sin mixed? And the Quran is giving us invitation, isn't it? Such an ibadah in which there is no sin included, pure, khalis ibadah, what will you need to do? Tazkiyah, purification. Tazkiyah, tafsiyah, say subhanallah, subhanallah, and again say it loudly, subhanallah. So we've come now to tazkiyah, tafsiyah. Yes, spiritual purification of the heart. Very important, essential verse after praising, after defining these verses. We've read about 20 verses. In 20 verses, 20 ayahs, in 20 ayahs, Allah has defined Islam, deen, people, status, qualities, categories, you're this, signs so you can recognize yourself. Then after that, Allah has mentioned ibadah, worship comes after. Then after mentioning ibadah, Allah Ta'ala condenses, summarizes. Allah gives you tawfiq, you leave sins, you come towards iman, you become a steadfast Muslim, you shun hypocrisy, you become a kamil mu'min. Then after that, when you worship, there's another condition. What is that? That alongside that ibadah, there should be no sins. Then alongside that, Allah says, so after having the right iman, right belief, when you turn your back from disbelief, you become a mu'min with steadfastness, you shun hypocrisy, the hypocrite becomes a mu'min. After that, he needs to do what? Step number two is worship. And how? Cleanly, purely, via tazkiyah, tafsiyah. So your ibadah, worship, can be some such in which there is no sin. Why? Because the standard of ibadah, Allah Ta'ala demands. The standard of worship, Allah stands as a hadith. What's the standard Allah Ta'ala is demanding? Allah says, I want that worship, solely that worship. Your worship should be such in which there's no sin in parallel. No sins in your life. Allah has given the basis, the description, the quality, that there are no sins in your ibadah. That when you pray salah, whatever ibadah you do, then all that worship should be as if you know that Allah is watching you. Subhanallah. If you cannot feel this, then at least minimum, have this feeling, contemplation. The first condition of when you're doing ibadah is that whenever you're worshiping Allah, you should feel as if you are seeing Allah. That's the first position. First position, best position. When you're worshiping, you should contemplate, feel, emotion, that you are seeing Allah. That when you see Allah, you're praying salah is in front of you, my face is towards the Kaaba. We said then I'm praying towards the Kaaba, Kaaba gone. But Allah, the owner of the Kaaba, should be there. In our visualization, in our prayer, contemplation, in our focus. Allah says, pray, worship me as if you can see me. If you cannot contemplate that, feel that you are seeing Allah, if you haven't got that position, then the second position for sure you should have. That at least your ibadah should be on the standard that you have total belief that Allah is watching you. If you cannot get to this maqam status, this is the maqam I want, Allah says, this status. Now will you get that status? That when you worship, pray salah, ibadah, worship Allah, that you are seeing Allah. This is via tafsiya qalb, purification of the heart, tazkiya nafs. When you clean your heart and wash it along with dhikrullah, you purify your heart and you go into the sohbet, the company of the wali Allah that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Qulu ma'as sadiqeen. That's what I said. Seek and find the company of the wali Allah, sit with him, benefit from his company, purify your heart through his words, his sohbet, the dhikri teaches you through the maraqabat, what the Naqshbandi sheikhs teach, tafsiya, tazkiya, person is doing this. Alongside that, Allah says then, the color of your ibadah will be such that the more your heart is clean, tafsiya, tazkiya, your ibadah, where will it take you? This maqam will come and you will feel hope and you will have the emotion that Allah, you are seeing Allah. If not, Allah is watching. And this is the definition that the Prophet gave to us. For those people, subhanallah, whose ibadah is according to Sharia and the Sunnah. Subhanallah, and they measure their deeds according to the Sharia and the Sunnah. Subhanallah, tell me. Okay, it's fine. From kufr we came towards deen, we become Muslim, and we start to practice, we leave nifaq, become mu'min. But even then, Allah says, what's the measurement gauge to understand, analyze your ibadah? You have to do tafsiyah, tazkiyah, purification of the heart, clean, sit with the kamil shaykh, complete shaykh. The heart is clean, when our nafs is clean, we become pak, pure, then your maqam will come to ibadah, worship. It's as if you are seeing Allah. Tell me, brothers, when you get to this maqam status, then will you sin? Say subhanallah. What will happen then? If you feel that you can see Allah, then you'll have salah, taqwa, preventing sin, shunning sin, caution. All your ibadah will be based on caution. Alhamdulillah. Salah, your whatever action ibadah you do, worship Allah, you will feel as if Allah is watching you. If Allah is watching you and you feel this, then will you lie? Will you do zina of the eyes? Will you swear at anybody? Will you abuse somebody? Will you think bad of somebody? Will you take somebody's mal wealth wrongfully? Never. All wrong will automatically cease. That all, why do we do wrong along with worship? We praise Allah, we do sins. We praise Allah, we listen to music and play the instruments, everything's at home for this reason, that we haven't done tazkiyah. We haven't cleaned ourselves, we haven't purified ourselves. We haven't strived, we haven't made effort on ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying, my brothers? So Allah Ta'ala, what a beautiful way He's explained His deen in this verse. Everything's been explained. What a beautiful method Allah Ta'ala has explained.
Ya ayyuhannasubudu rambakum allazi khalaqakum wallazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship me, Allah says, your Rabb, your Creator, who has made you and those who were before you, so that you can prevent sin and ward off evil. Allahu Akbar. So this is the definition of the successful people. So Allah Ta'ala, let's pray to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, according to the Quran, the verse that we have read and understood, may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to spend our lives like this. Whatever we've understood today, heard today, ibadah, the main point today is that our condition that the Quran has explained in the previous verses in this surah, we should learn from that, improve ourselves rather than being stubborn. Oh, I'm not like this. How can you say I'm this? Have I become this? Is everyone in the world got no faith? Is everyone there? Stop your nonsense talk. Change yourself. Improve yourself. Do tawbah. Repent. And after that, after doing tawbah, repenting, then do my ibadah. Do tazkiyah, tafsiyah. Because I want that pure, clean ibadah. Then do tafsiyah, tazkiyah. Speak to a friend of Allah. Meet him. Take all of his company. Survey yourself. Scan yourself. Clean yourself. Then take that rank of ibadah. You should attain that status. So that as if you should feel as if you're seeing Allah. If not, then Allah is watching you. Then guaranteed it becomes that your ibadah will be classed as worship. Obviously, if there's no sin, you are exercising caution. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is what I want from your ibadah so you can become muttaqi. Wa akhru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to understand and implement this. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina mursaleen. Ash-shafi'i al-muslimin. Dawah yasin. Allahumma salli ala rahmatullahi wa ala alihi wa ma sallaita wa ala alihi wa rahim wa ala alihi wa rahim. إنك في تمجيد اللهم على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد للنور ذات صلي في جسماتي اسم صفاتي وعلي سلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم في صلاة الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن تغفر لنا وترحمنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على عدوك اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم من فضلكم سيدي يا الله من كامل سچا إيمان نصيب فرما يا الله نفاق سے كفر سے شرك سے من مولا ہمارے إيمان کو محفوظ فرما یا اللہ ہماری ایمان کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تسکیہ تصفیہ کے ذریعے سے ہماری عبادات کی ترجیحات بلند فرما یا اللہ ہماری ایمان کے ساتھ اخلاص نصیب فرما ایمان کے ساتھ میرے مولا ہمیں اخلاص نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں تسکیہ اور تصفیہ کی وہ منزل نصیب فرما وہ درجات نصیب فرما کہ وہ مقام ہمیں مل جائیں کہ جیسے ہم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہیں ورنہ اللہ ہمیں دیکھ رہا ہے یا اللہ یہ احساس یہ رتبے ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری عبادت کو خالص فرما دے یا اللہ تو پناہ مانگتے ہیں تو سے شیطان کی شر سے نفس کے شر سے دشمنوں کی حسد سے جادوگروں کے جادوؤں سے یا اللہ بد نظروں کی بد نظری سے یا اللہ مصیبتوں سے حالات کی خرابی سے یا اللہ صحت و عافیت کے تغیر سے یا میرے مولا اچانک یا اللہ اچانک مصیبتوں اور پریشانیوں میں گرفتار ہونے سے یا اللہ تیری ناراضگیوں سے یا اللہ تیری ناراضگیوں سے تیری اچانک پکڑ سے میرے مولا ان سب سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا تیری یا اللہ تو اپنے بارگاہ میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ شفا کے راستے کھول دے میرے مولا شفا کے ہم پہ راستے کھول یا اللہ جو اسباب ہیں شفا کے لیے میرے مولا وہ صحیح اسباب ہمیں مہیا فرما دے یا اللہ شفا کے جو اسباب ہیں میرے مولا صحیح اسباب ہمیں نصیب فرما دے جس کے ذریعے سے میرے مولا ہم شفا حاصل کر سکیں اے میرے مولا ہمارے یقینوں کو اپنے آپ پہ پختہ فرما دے یا میرے مولا آپ ہمارے دین کو خالص فرما دے یا میرے مولا ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتوں کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ میرے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کے درجات کو بہت بلند فرما بہت بلند فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ مقام خاص سے نواز میرے مولا یا اللہ معرفت کا اونچا مقام اس کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس کو فیض کو جاری فرما یا اللہ اس کی خانقاہ کو آباد و شاد فرما یا اللہ اس کی اولادوں سے فیض پلانا فیض پلانے والے میرے مولا بندے پیدا فرما یا اللہ اس کی ان کی اولادوں سے میرے مولا فوز پلانے والے ان کی اولادیں عطا فرما بندے عطا فرما یا رحم یا کریم اپنے فضل پر سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خیر خلقی محمد و آلہ صحابہ اجمعین الى امتی کے جو